right. You know, Alex, I don't know how to really approach this except to be blunt with you and say, you are totally clueless here. It's right in front of your face, and I can't believe you're not realizing what's possibly going to happen or what's about to go down. It hasn't happened yet. But why don't you throw out your story, and then people can call in 317-239-1009 and give their honest opinion and take on what's about to happen, because I think a married man's trying to hook up with you.
So there's this guy that I follow on Instagram. He follows me. We've never met in real life because he lives out of town, out of state. He doesn't even live on this side of the country. So we've never even met, but we have mutual friends. And he started following me first, and then I followed him back because at first I didn't realize that he was married because he definitely is hot, but I followed him back, and then I started realizing, like, he had posted a picture or something with his wife and his kids, and then I kept following him because his kids are freaking adorable, and I just think their family is so cute, and so I like pictures of their family and stuff that he posts. And I have noticed for a while that all of my pictures he likes. And
everyone, not like just like ones where you're with us too, or is it only by yourself where you're like looking cute and
looking
posing?
Cute. Like, I can tell that I have a feeling that he probably has a little minor crush on me, thinks I'm cute. Like, I get that vibe.
You got to be careful. I've learned that now too. Like, I'll like heart a girl's bikini pic, but I'll also do one where it's like, here I am studying. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So I just kind of figure, you know, he's married and everything, but he just probably thinks I'm cute or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we've never really talked, except for when he first added me, he did DM me and say, hey, I'm a huge fan of yours, because I think he watched the dating show that I was on.
I was going to say, was it from when you were uncoupled? Because otherwise, how would he know you if he's across the country?
Yeah, yeah. So it's from the dating show that I was on last summer.
Okay.
So he said that. And that doesn't weird me out, because like I was in a small group here locally with iTown Church last semester, and a girl in there told me, like, my husband's a huge fan of yours. So it's not like the first time I'm married, someone that's married is like, oh, I really like you or whatever. So that's not weird to me that he would say that. That's kind of normal. So there's that bit of information for you to hold on to. Now, keep that in mind as I tell you this part. So like 2 days ago, he posted a picture of him and his brother. And I've never seen him post a picture with a brother before. I had no idea he had a brother. His brother, I could tell, was quite a bit younger, closer to my age, and hot.
Were you like, oh, mama hit the jackpot?
Yeah. So I DM'd him like with the picture in there, and I said, oh my gosh, you have a brother? And he was like, haha, yeah, but he's married, sad face. And I was like, oh, this is the worst. Why does this always happen to me? Like, I was kidding. And then he was like, I don't understand why you're single. I can't believe that guys don't want to date you. And so I was just like, that's toeing the line a little bit.
I know, it's kind of like fishing, like, oh, so you think I'm attractive? Like, he's kind of sliding it in there. He finds you attractive.
It's kind of like one of those like flirty compliments, like, I can't believe no guy would date you, because I would if I could.
Trust me, when I was single, I would throw crap like that all the time to a girl. Like, if I was trying to get with her, I'm like, I can't believe, Alex, like, you're so beautiful and gorgeous.
So like, when he said that, I responded, I literally said, because I'm crazy, period. And then I changed the subject. Or then he said, ha ha. And then, like, I don't think, because he doesn't know me in real life, he doesn't realize, like, but I actually am crazy, though.
You're very crazy.
So he doesn't get that I'm telling the truth. He thinks I was joking. But anyway, so I said that, and then he said, I'm so jealous that you live in Indianapolis. I've always wanted to go to the Indy 500. I love racing. So I said, oh, yeah, you should come sometime. And then I said, we have this really cool event coming up next month. It's a huge, like, EDM fest. It's just like the snake pit that they do during the Indy 500 weekend, except it's called 400 Fest, and it's a bunch of really dope artists and, like, Mac Miller and stuff. And then there's another race, the Brickyard 400, which is like a NASCAR race. And he's like, no way. Oh, my gosh. I totally want to try to come to that, like, fly out next month.
So he wants to fly out from across the country to Indy to see you?
No, he never said see me. He just said for the race. So he said, oh my gosh, I would love to try to go to that.
There's races all across the country, though. It's not like this is the only NASCAR race, or, for example, the Indy 500 is the biggest, but it's not the only IndyCar race.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you what happened. So he says, I totally want to see if I can go. I'll let you know. I'm going to talk to work or whatever this week and see if I can, and I'm going to let you know if I can. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then he said, yeah, maybe I would see you. And then I said, yeah, if you're at the event, let me know. You can come up to my tent for the radio station and, like, meet everybody I work with and, like, you know, meet the radio staff or whatever. And he's like, cool. And then that was the end of the conversation. I tell this to Joe and MYK, and they are immediately both like, that's weird. He's trying to get with you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and one other thing that happened, I forgot. So while we were talking, he said, by the way, because remember I said his kids are really cute and I, like, always like his stuff with his kids. He said, my youngest son just asked me who I was talking to, like, typing on his phone. And I said, her name is Alex. And then he took a video, he said, and he now he won't stop saying your name. And he took a video of his son and sent it to me of him saying
Wait,
my name.
Do you have the video right now on your phone?
Yeah. Here.
All right, let me see it.
Alex.
Say it again.
I, Alex.
Oh, man.
Alex.
It's going to be mommy.
Alex.
Dude.
So when I said all of this information together.
You're going to be this. He's going to divorce his wife and get with you. You're going to be the new mom.
Wait, hold on. Thankfully, Alex has a, you know, what could be a dude's name, too.
Say it again.
Alex.
Okay, so when I shared the video and told Joe and NYK the story, they both said, that's weird that he sent a video of his kid saying your name. He's like towing the line, kind of like flirty, sort of being like, I can't believe you're single. And then the fact that he's saying, I want to come to the race. Now, here's the thing. I never said like, yeah, when you come here, let's go out for a drink together by ourselves. I never said anything like that. I said, sure, if you come, let me know. We can, you know, you can come up to the tent like with everyone around me at the radio station. So I'm not saying like, yeah, if you come, I'll go pick you up at the airport. Or like anything like that. That's what I'm telling you is literally the entirety of the conversation. So to me, I'm like, do I think that he's getting close to that line? Yes. But I don't think that he'd actually try to cheat on his wife with me. Do I think he wants to meet me in real life and like see if I'm cute in real life? Yes. But I don't think he actually is going to try to hit on me and say, come back to my hotel if he does come.
Do you think that if you guys hung out, had a couple of drinks, he wouldn't try to like kiss you? You think he wouldn't try to like make out?
No, but that's the thing. I wouldn't put myself in that situation or him in that situation because as a woman, I know he finds me attractive.
People say that, but things happen.
Well, the fact that I know that he likes all my Instagram pictures, I know he finds me attractive. You just do. Girls have intuition about that stuff.
He probably never tucked it to your photos.
Oh, God, not another one. So let's just say I have a feeling about that, and so I would never even suggest or be okay with being alone with him. Plus, he's married anyway, so I wouldn't. So it doesn't matter. But like, I wouldn't be alone with him. But Joe says, even still, if he comes here and he says, I'm coming for the race, I'll tell you when I get there or whatever, he's only coming here secretly because he's going to try to hook up with me, which I don't really think is the case.
That is totally the case. Why would you go all the way across the country just for this race?
He's like super into racing. I mean, this isn't the first time I've seen him talk about racing.
If he's on their Instagram liking all their photos all the time.
I don't know.
Something tells me he's not. I wonder if he's sending IndyCar drivers or NASCAR drivers videos of their kids saying their name.
Say it again.
Does that creep you out, MYK? Because that really is like, he's got his kid saying her name.
That's so weird. I just feel like, you know, like the wife would be like, come up to him and say, who's Alex?
Say it again.
I
don't know. I think he was just being cute. Like, oh, look, my kid is saying your name because I just said who I was talking to and it was you. I just don't see it as I'm trying to infiltrate you into becoming my new
wife. I feel like this guy's marriage is falling apart and he's going towards you now.
But this is the thing. Now, I would be really suspicious if he never posted photos of him and his wife. It was only of his kids. And then he was like kind of hitting on me by liking all my photos on Instagram and then saying he wants to come over here across the country to go to this race and possibly meet me.
Do you think it's wrong that he likes all your photos?
I think, like I said, it's towing the line. Okay. And it's not just me. Because
when I like photos, you say like that I'm cheating on my wife.
I don't think it's cheating. I think it can be inappropriate depending on what the photos are, which if I was his wife and I saw the photos of me that he was liking, I would be like, why do you like this girl's pictures? I would. I think it's like, why? Like, I just would be uncomfortable with my husband following like a bunch of eye candy people or models. Like, I looked at who he follows and he follows a ton of hot chicks. And I'm not saying I'm a eye candy or a model or whatever. I'm just saying like, I think I'm a cute girl, but like he also follows a bunch of girls that are like borderline porn stars. I looked on who he's following.
Oh, does he like throw likes to them? Like
I didn't
booty
check that.
Shot or anything?
I just looked. I was just curious. I was like, yeah. Is this guy like a sleazeball? So I went and saw, like, looked who he was following, and it just looked like, you know, he likes a bunch of like girls like that.
All right, I think Alex on this one. Totally, she's a smart girl, but
Alex.
Clueless.
Alex.
Oh, sorry, Alex. Alex on this one.
Alex. Yeah, Alex.
Say it again.
I
317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I don't think she should let this guy come. I think she's making an excuse. Because this guy's going to come here and he's going to try to take you to Pound Town.
I cannot tell him not to come. I don't even know him.
You need to tell him not to come.
Joe, he just said, I want to go. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to go to that race. He didn't say, I'm going to come see you so I can say, don't come. He just said, I'm going to come to the race. I can't say, you're not allowed to come to the city of Indianapolis. I can't
ban him.
Indianapolis. Yeah, I can't
Trump
and build a wall.